Now, before our call to worship, we have a special presentation we want to do for the Rosebud Preschool 10th anniversary. And so I'd like Nancy Hansen to please come up and come to the lectern, and she will lead us through our 10th anniversary moment for mission.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's a very special day for Rosebud Preschool. We feel that we have a very unique preschool. While many preschools have a two-year-old classroom, a three-year-old classroom, a four-year-old classroom, we have a family-style classroom. And all our children are in one room, with many centers set up so that they can choose which activities they want to participate in. We do have a pull-out program where the children are grouped by their developmental stages, and this is where they learn their kindergarten readiness lessons. It is said that it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it took many, many people to launch and nurture Rosebud Preschool. And the first person I would like to mention, and as I mention your name, if you would just stand briefly and then you may sit down right where you are. The first person is the Reverend Dr. Frank Hamilton. Without his judgment, experience, and so forth, Rosebud Preschool would not have been built with the proper specifications. He made sure, as the church was remodeled, that everything was done according to the licensing requirements for the state of California. So you may sit down. Initially, he made sure the building was built. Later, after he had retired and was able to come back to the church, he was the one that encouraged us, was our chief cheerleader, and so forth, to get the preschool up and running. and he served as our first chairman of the board of directors of the preschool. Cheryl Cushman came to Church of the Roses in 2004. Cheryl, would you stand up? She brought her experiences as a preschool teacher in several states, but she was not licensed to be the preschool director in the state of California. So graciously, Lynn, would you stand up, please? Lynn came aboard as director, co-director, along with Cheryl, and together they built the preschool, which we call Rosebud Preschool. Lynn's getting a hug from somebody. Lynn has been our longest serving staff member. She is still teaching every day. And we are so grateful for all of the things that she has contributed to our preschool. She's great with science, with music, with books. I don't know how many library books she's pulled for us over the years. And we just couldn't have done it without her. When Cheryl retired, we were lucky enough to find Susan Jenkins, who is our current director. Susan, would you stand up, please? Susan stepped in and was able to keep us going on a steady upward trend. And several years ago, actually, maybe it's just a year ago, we expanded our hours from, we had been 8 to 12, or 1, and we expanded to 4:30 so that parents could leave their children to nap in the afternoon. This allowed some parents who work to have a place where they could leave their children most of the day. And so we have children coming anywhere from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock or 9:30. Sometimes they don't quite make it on time, and some of them stay until 4:30. We have been very lucky to get some grants under Susan's guidance and have been able to add equipment and continually improve our preschool. I'd also like to recognize our teachers. I think they all ended up in the back row. We have Amber Ashworth, Kristen Knopp, and Nicole Levesque. And Kristen has been here almost as long as Lynn. So we're very pleased with the fine job that they do. Over the years, we have had a number of people serve on our board of directors, and Lynn Stark Slater, who I don't think is here today, was very key at the beginning in making sure that everything we did was according to the legal requirements. Then we had Rob Oliver. I'm not sure. I thought Rob was coming. Who served a number of years while his daughter was attending the preschool. And Rob is a Santa Rosa City Schools teacher. So, oh, there he is, stand up. Thank you for coming, Rob. And I'd like to introduce his daughter, Elise. Elise was one of the first two children that we had in the preschool. So Elise must be 12 now. Currently, we have Nancy Morgan. Is Nancy here today? Hopefully. Gwen Christensen. Elizabeth Smith-Tycho, serving as board members. Then there is another very special person that I would like to introduce, and that is Chuck Neal. Chuck, can you stand, please? Chuck used to come in and volunteer for us in the classroom and out on the playground, and the children just loved him. And it's so special to have him here today. I thank Lynn for going down to Marin County to pick him up. Another person who has been very important to us over the years is our chief carpenter. We have added here and taken away there and built storage and done all these things, and it is my pleasure to introduce Chris Rhodes. So we began with one child, and Frank said, they will come, and they did. And then we had two, and then we had more, and now we have 28 or 30 children most days. We have a waiting list, as Pastor Cindy mentioned, and over the years we've served 250 families. And our best advertising is by word of mouth. We've found out newspaper ads, AT&T ads, none of it is as good as someone saying, my child goes to Rosebud, it's a great school, why don't you send your child there? So thank you for this time, and I invite you to come tour the preschool, have an ice cream sundae on the way, and we have coffee inside the preschool. So thank you.
And I'm thankful today. I know there's another person here that was an original board member, I think, which is Karen Bowles is here, and she was on the original board. So I wanted to acknowledge Karen being here with us today. Yeah. And Bill Moberly, were you also on the original board? Yep, Bill Moberly is here, yeah. Is there anyone else that was on the original board that we haven't mentioned already? And I especially want to thank Nancy. She's been, through all these years, so faithful to the preschool, knows all these little details about them, and gave us these pictures, too, to show. They kind of show you some of the history of the preschool, too, and how it's grown, and some of the things that they do. So let's give Nancy a hand, too. And now please stand, if you are able, for our call to worship. We gather here at this time as family, the family of God.
We are here in this sacred place, seniors and youth, friends and visitors, preschoolers and young adults.
We are here to celebrate the anniversary of the preschool and to celebrate the love of God for all.
We are here connected to one another by our
today. We all gather as children of God to be open to God's message to us.
Let our eyes and ears be open to God's message for our lives as we worship God together.
Let us join in the congregational prayer. O Lord, our God, we confess the realm of God dwells within and among us, yet we do not always reflect your glory. We devote ourselves to small materialistic things while you work for a greater compassionate purpose. We distract ourselves with disappointments and grand expectations while you surprise us with hidden earthly wonders. We forget to pray and fail to enhance our spiritual development and intimacy with you. Forgive us, restore and cleanse us. Reorder our lives by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may know your will, seek your way, and share in your work of compassion to the glory of your holy name. Amen. And let us say the words of affirmation responsively. God is love, and love dwells within us.
In Jesus Christ, and through the grace of the Holy Spirit, we are forgiven.
Let us trust that even our smallest caring acts, when transformed by God's love, will grow abundantly into a realm of flourishing for all.
Amen.